Please, stop and listen. Can you hear it? I can. It's not as quiet as a hummingbird in flight, or a falling star that's lost its way. No, actually, it's the sound of one of God's smallest creatures, a frog. They can slip off a lily pad into the water faster than the passing thought. Their sizes range from a foot to less than a few centimeters, and their skin tones will dazzle your imagination from forest green with dark brown blotches to splashes of tangerine, kiwi, and even crimson. It's true that rainbows refresh the mind, but frogs dazzle the soul. What would a walk in the wilderness be without the billowing belch of an old bullfrog? I've been told that their peaceful consonants can be traced back thousands of years. You can find frogs residing in shallow ponds, near shallow rivers, and even in trees. Or at least you used to be able to. I've heard that frogs have suddenly begun to disappear, and no one knows why. My heart aches for the sight and sounds of the special creatures. Isn't that silly? I suppose it is. But frogs are unique. Let me introduce you to Slippery Sidewinder, Hang In There Herman, Crazy Climber, and Jumpin' Junior. If you're as nuts about frogs as I am, don't hesitate a minute. We promise they won't croak love songs during the night or ribbit ribbit your cat. Come on, invite a frog to dinner. Give us a call. You'll be glad you did.